This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Troker College Live Line this morning, Josh Klingler, who's the sideline reporter on the Chiefs Radio Network. We're previewing Bills and Chiefs 4:30, Sunday. Got that extra half hour to make sure everyone's tuning in for this one. Josh, thanks for joining us. I mean, it's the big one. I want to know, how big is it? Has it diminished at all because of the playoff matchup last year? And, you know, we've been talking to Bills fans throughout the week, and there is kind of this feeling that, you know, it's a big game, but what does it mean if you can't get it done in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's probably gotten to that point. I mean, these matchups are always fun, but I'm guessing for sure from a Buffalo perspective, it's got to be, yeah, this team's a pain in the rear, and we got to get them eliminated in the postseason. And I get it. They have elevated themselves to that status. You know, not to say that it's only about the playoffs for the Chiefs at this point in time, but, you know, I think they kind of showed it last year that, you know, they came from a different route last year and had to do it all on the road. And obviously Buffalo was one of those stops. And so, yeah, they've been a pretty resilient team this year as well. I can see if everyone from around the league's going, you know, enough is enough with these guys, because they've found just different ways to win games. The defense has been called upon to win a game. The offense has been called upon to put together a drive to win a game. And then obviously last week, blocking a field goal, having the special teams win a game. It's been off to a pretty ridiculous and sometimes head-shaking start, because they haven't played their best football yet. Here they are, undefeated, heading to Buffalo this week.
And what is, Josh, the perception of the Bills there in Kansas City?
Well, I think it's still that they are one of the teams that can be in your way at the end. They fully expect the Bills to be there at the tail end of the playoffs. I think going into the season, you probably looked at the Chiefs, the Bills, and Baltimore, and Cincinnati as probably the four at the top of the AFC. I think that's how Kansas City, the city anyway, perceives. Those are always the contenders. They've beaten both the Ravens and Bengals in very close games in weeks 1 and 2, and now get a crack at the Bills as well. And now, can you keep the distance? Can you put yourself in a position to, you know, be the number one seed at the end of the regular season? These are all games that factor in. You know, I think from the outside, you kind of looked at Buffalo this year, like, okay, is this a year they're going to take maybe a step back? But they have not, and they've looked great. Josh Allen obviously scares the heck out of a lot of Chiefs fans. Certainly gets the attention of defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo and his ability to make plays. But no, they're looked at as a team that, you know, we fully expect to be there to contend with come playoff time.
Well, the Chiefs, I mean, what an incredible game last week to win on that blocked field goal at the end. You had fans here maybe a little split. I think a lot of people wanted to see the Chiefs lose, and this game could have been for the one seed, at least for 1 week here. I don't know, Josh. I was kind of happy to see the Chiefs win, because I love an undefeated team coming in here and the chance to hand them their first loss. How much is the undefeated talk happening in Kansas City right now? You know, the undefeated season thing, does that wait until you hit double digits in weeks? I mean, you know, where are we in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pressure is going to ramp up with each and every week. The players have not talked about it, and really they have not talked about it as the goal. Look, they are openly, before the season, discussed trying to win three titles in a row, something that's never been done in the NFL. They did not shy away from, man, that's our goal. I never heard, and also go undefeated. That feels like a silly something to shoot for, right? But here they are in the midst of it. I don't think they're going to shy away from it necessarily, but I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. Look, they are super competitors. They want to win every single game. I don't know what the pressure will be like if it gets any later in the year. I don't think it's fully on as of yet. I think it just happens to be an undefeated team that's finding a way to win games at this point in time. It's definitely not something that's there. The Super Bowl and winning a third one is definitely a goal. I think undefeated would be obviously some kind of icing on the cake, but not necessarily a targeted goal, if you know what I mean.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, I'm just saying this morning, is on IR, injured.
Yeah, yeah, that was strange kind of end of week development. The story of this Chiefs team this season should be the injuries, and it hasn't been, because they have had some what should be devastating injuries. Lost their top running back, Isaiah Pacheco, who now is working back and actually could be back, probably not this week, but maybe as soon as next week. They lost their top two wide receivers. I know you have Patrick Mahomes to help kind of cover those things, but they've also gone out and made acquisitions to fill in the gaps. Kareem Hunt has been terrific in his return at running back. Obviously, they made the trade for DeAndre Hopkins. There aren't too many of those guys floating out there. And he's been fantastic filling in. And then, yeah, to lose a guy, again, who's very capable of winning games, has won games, has won a Super Bowl on his leg, is something they're going to have to fill probably for the next, it sounds like, 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. And so, not necessarily ideal, but this Chiefs team finds a way. Now, he is a definitive weapon, a guy that they trust to really deliver long field goals in pressure situations. I can't imagine they're going to do those types of things. So it's got to change a little bit probably of the game plan about how I'm not sure how aggressive they could be offensively, but they would let Harrison Butker tee it up from just about anywhere and let it fly. I don't think that's going to be the case anymore in his absence. But yeah, another injury they have to overcome to a pretty good player.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes a big difference considering these games. What is it? Seven of nine have been one score games for the Chiefs. I mean, how are you holding up?
Yeah, oh no, the nerves get a little afraid. Last week was probably the first one where you go, yeah, I guess, you know, this run to start the year is going to be over. Because that one, I mean, it came down to the final play. Who's calling for a blocked field goal? I should have said, well, the Chiefs special teams were, because they afterwards they felt pretty confident. Oh yeah, that was something we thought we could have a chance to get. But yeah, they keep the fans on the edge of their seats. I'm sure the television networks love it. I know our radio network loves it, right? We keep people sticking around as long as possible. But yeah, you know, I don't expect this week to be any different. So they haven't had a lot of easy breathing games thus far. But I think that seemingly is the way they go about it and the way they like it.
Do you think there'll be a lot of Chiefs fans in the stadium here? Are you hearing a lot about people making the trip?
You know, they do find their way in. Buffalo is one of those places they don't really get into, though, right? I mean, they hold the fort just about as well as anybody. But, yeah, there are Chiefs fans that usually make the trip. Some places, like, bigger than others. There's a couple almost like destination cities now at this point in time. And a couple of them happen to be in the division where you can go and tickets are plentiful and they buy up the place and kind of take over. I don't think Buffalo is going to make it that easy. But, no, there'll be some fans that are in attendance. But we know Buffalo – a terrific fan base that loves to be out there and support their team. And heck, I heard the weather, you know, as I was waiting to get on. It's going to be in the 50s. I mean, who doesn't want to go to a football game in the 50s? You don't get that much this time of year, right?
No, it's going to be a beautiful day. Good for you and good for everybody who's down there on Sunday. Hey, Josh, thanks a lot for coming on with us and look forward to Sunday. Going to be a fun one.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.